Maurice Ravel was one of the great writers for symphony orchestra. He had a unique talent for finding evocative sounds and striking combinations of tone color. And his melodic and harmonic gifts were nothing to sneeze at either. Well, he wrote so well for the symphony, but he never wrote a symphony, per se. Ballets, sure. Rhapsodies, you bet. Suites, waltzes, concertos, miniatures, yes, 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 yes. And there are plenty of CD choices out there with Ravel orchestral works. But which one captures the raw energy and the subtlety of Ravel? Well, critic Ted Libby has picked a Ravel CD for our collection of essential classical recordings. Ted, hello.
Hi, Fred.
Now, why did Ravel not write a symphony if he wrote so well for the symphony orchestra?
Well, I don't think he needed to write a symphony because his interest for the orchestra was of a different sort. He wasn't really interested just in using the orchestra as a vessel for ideas that follow a certain form and a kind of logic and an argument. He was much more interested in the orchestra as a body with processes of its own. And there are many instances where it was the color and the sound and the texture of the orchestra that fascinated Ravel, which is, I think, why he orchestrated so many of his piano pieces. This, for him, was just a way of indulging in the sound of the orchestra. He was, after all, a hedonist when it came to the orchestra. Not in his personal life, but as a composer, he was a real hedonist when it came to the orchestra.
Well, there's plenty of color and sound and texture on this CD that you've picked out. And I want to keep the orchestra's identity secret for a moment, but let's talk about the conductor, Jean Martineau. And this is somebody who actually knew Maurice Ravel personally.
Yes, he did. He knew Ravel and came of a generation that grew up with Ravel's music. He was born in 1910. He studied conducting with Charles Munch, Roger Desormières, and composition with Albert Roussel, another one of the great French composers of early in the century. So here's a conductor who really is steeped in the music and who had it as part of his life from the start and who brings something very special to it, I think. And he had a command of the orchestra that allowed him to bring out precisely that element that I think is so characteristic of Ravel, the hedonistic aspect. He could get real virtuoso performances from orchestras without himself indulging in any shenanigans. I mean, they're incredibly well-controlled, sensuous, atmospheric accounts of the music with a kind of explosiveness just under the surface. And that was Martineau's personality, and that was how he was able to get this out of the music.
Ted, that has that explosiveness and hedonism you're talking about. And, I mean, let's just say it's sexuality in that performance. Jean Martineau there conducting. And that's a passage that a lot of times comes out just as a mass of sound, that last section of Alborada del Gracioso. And it always has power, but this time it's power with precision and definition. And the effect is sharpened and amplified with that precision.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you hear chords in the brass and in the winds here, where normally you would just hear a shambles of sound building up and getting louder and louder. But here it's wonderfully voiced and controlled, as well as being very exciting at the same time. Now, not all of the credit for this belongs with Jean Martineau. After all, there is an orchestra playing here. And that's the second part of why I picked this recording. This is the Chicago Symphony Orchestra from 1964.
And this strikes me as a little bit of a curious choice, because Martineau recorded much of this same music with a French orchestra, the Paris Orchestra, in the mid-70s. Why Chicago, Ted?
Well, no French orchestra in the world then or now could play this way, with the kind of power and precision and range of dynamics that the Chicago Symphony Orchestra possessed at this time. They had been in the firm hands of Fritz Reiner for a number of years, and Martineau came and took this brilliantly trained orchestra with these virtuoso players all over the place and cut them loose in 20th century music in this repertory, and the results are simply magnificent.
I think I'm hearing some extra enthusiasm in your voice about this one.
Yeah, it's true, Fred. I have a CD changer in my car. It has six trays in it, and this disc is in one of those six trays. That's how much I love this.
Well, let's hear the final three tracks from this CD, the suite number two from the ballet Daphnis and Chloe. The CD is orchestral music by Maurice Ravel on the RCA Red Seal label, and it's going into our collection of essential classical recordings. Ted, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Fred.